Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Harkins and Spiegel Show Flashback.
Richard Roper, there's someone that I wanted to talk to you about specifically. Because we love character actors, that guy actors on the show. Do you know Bill Fichtner personally at all?
I don't, but I know his work.
Okay, yes.
William Fichtner. Yeah.
Yes. So he, for some reason, he always says yes when we ask him to come on. And
fantastic. The kind of actor when they pop up on screen, you're like, wow, you know, this movie just got better.
What an artist.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on The Score.
That was from our conversation with Richard Roper the other day because we had to have someone on to compare Michael Jordan, the actor, to LeBron James, the actor. And we wanted to ask Richard Roper about our only Hollywood friend, Bill Fichtner, who is kind enough to join us again on the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas hotline, home of the world's largest sports book. Bill, we need an IMDb credit for 670 The Score contributor because you're just the nicest guy in Hollywood, always saying yes to our nonsense. How are you doing today?
I love it. Listen, with that intro you just gave me, I'd like to wake up every day and just hit a button and have that play.
We can make that happen. Call in whenever you want. I mean, because I told the story on the air, you know, your Wi-Fi went out and then you weren't able to call from a good cell service and you called back and apologized twice. I cannot imagine that many of your colleagues out there in Hollywood would apologize twice for bad cell service for local radio out of state. Why are you such a nice person? That's my first question.
No, but listen, what happened? You know what happened? All of a sudden I come home, the internet goes out for the first time in a year. So I can't get the cell service. I hop in my car, drive down two blocks where the service is better. Doesn't work there. Then I drive back home. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I get home, and it's back on. So that's what I called back to say, hey, guys, whenever, it's back on.
Okay.
But listen, I love talking to you. Love talking sports with you guys. Hey, I want to share you something, too. So
please.
I'm in an airport not too long ago, maybe like a month ago. I was traveling back to my hometown of Buffalo, and I ran into somebody at LAX, somebody that was from Chicago. Somebody walked up and says, hey, man, I'm from Chicago. I love listening to you on the radio. I'm like, I said, that's pretty cool.
That's, I mean, sure, Armageddon, Phil Yagoda from Entourage, every credit under the sun, but really, you call into a stupid sports talk radio show in Chicago, and that's now what you're getting recognized for. That's nice.
Yeah, you guys are the best.
Mob. Yes, you're a member of our mob. Speaking of Buffalo, we had an invitation for you. Bears.
Tell me.
Yeah, well, Bears Bills preseason in Chicago, week two of the preseason. It should be Justin Fields, the guy the Bears just drafted, against Mitch Trubisky, our former guy who's now Josh Allen's backup. You know, we know some people that have Bears tickets to preseason games. We're very connected in the city like that. I don't know if you want to come in, Bill Fichtner, but you're invited.
Listen, first of all, I'm just thrilled that you pronounced Mitch's last name correctly because I couldn't.
I've had some practice.
But, you know, I'm leaving. So, all right. Did you see the docuseries Tiger King?
Yes, I wanted to ask you about this. I heard that you're in this, right? You replaced Dennis Quaid?
Yes, but I'm leaving. I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be in Australia where they're shooting it for the month of August, and I have a feeling that game is in the month of August, right?
It is very much in the month of August. That is correct.
Yeah. I'm going to be 2 week quarantining and then 2 weeks of work, but I got to do the quarantine. It's part of the rules down there. I'll get it online.
Oh yeah, of course you will. You'll be watching preseason football online. And whenever you're too big to come in for a preseason game anyway. Whenever the Bills play the Bears in a regular season game, we'll make it happen. But so that cast looks pretty ridiculous, like in a good way. Like Kate McKinnon is in it, and you replace Dennis Quaid. What can you tell us about the soon to be released, hopefully Joe Exotic Peacock vehicle?
I don't know too much about it. All I know is I've been watching. I'm the kind of guy that looks at a project. A, I've got to like what the project is and that. And I watched the docuseries. And, you know, as anybody that's seen it knows, it's absolutely insane. So when I heard they were putting this together, as soon as I heard that Kate McKinnon was in it, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to watch that. I mean, I'll watch her, like, you know, brush her teeth. She's just unbelievable. But then as the cast started coming in more and more, an eclectic group of L.A. and New York actors, really good actors, I was like, wow, that's really cool. And then just a few weeks ago, you know, Dennis Quaid dropped out. My agent called me. He goes, got to let us know right now because they got to get together. You know, it's still, you know, COVID and Australia takes it super serious and we got to get you a visa. And that doesn't happen overnight. So I read the episodes that I was in, and I'm like, I'm in, figure it out. So I'm leaving, I'm going.
I mean, going to Australia on company dime, that's not so bad.
It's not too bad. The only thing is that I promised my son, you know, I talk about him all the time, my super Bills fan who goes to school in upstate New York to college. And I promised him, I said, listen, I will take you to that Bills home opener against the Steelers. So I'm not there that long. I got enough time to get back, get ready, get on another plane, go up to Buffalo and meet him and go see the home opener, which I'm really thrilled about.
We're talking to Bill Fichtner here, Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. You are such a diehard Bills fan. I mean, is this is a year with Super Bowl expectations for that team, is it not?
You know, I listened, you know, right before we got on the phone, I was listening, you know, I got one of these pop-ups from ESPN on the phone, and it was like three guys on there talking about who can break through this year and get to the Super Bowl. Two of the guys picked Cleveland. I get it. You know, they certainly earned it last year, especially in the playoffs. And one of the guys picked the Bills. Listen, we all, you know, it's the same with Bears fans. We all have our expectations at the beginning of the season. But I have to tell you, you know, realistically, I haven't had an expectation quite like this year. I mean, obviously, Josh, we talked throughout last season. Josh had a completely different, like, you know, he defied expectations, most of them, on what he could do, especially in the accuracy department. So, you know, and I have a feeling they're going to work his contract out. They should. Before the season begins. But, you know, all the pieces went together. And probably the biggest piece, I just want to say this. The one thing I was worried most about, they're going to get Josh. They're going to sign him. There's no doubt about that. Stephon Diggs is on board. But they re-signed Matt Milano. And our defense is different without him. He's going into his fifth year, that linebacker. He's awesome against the run. He was, you know, everybody thought he's going to get – $54 million out there. He took 44 and stayed with the Bills. And he said, I like the culture. I want to be here. It was a big thing. I didn't think it was going to happen. And it happened because he said yes. So
is that the type of thing that keeps Bill Fichtner up at night? Whether or not Milano's re-signing with the Bills? I like that.
Well, you know, it won't keep me up at night, but I just wake up 2 hours early, you know?
That's true. You wait, waiting for the news. And it's not really fair to say that the Bills are a breakthrough team. You were in the AFC Championship game last year. You're not a breakthrough team. You're one of the favorites to win the whole damn thing this year.
I think, you know, honestly, I really believe that it's the sort of thing where I just think it's a little bit is from back in the early 90s with the four Super Bowls. You know, and then let's not forget, it was, 21 or 19 years or something between, you know, playoff appearances and you know, so there's just not the expectation that they're that team that's on the tip of your tongue. That's always, you know, if somebody says like this year, you know, the Cowboys are going to, you know, they're going to be in it this year. Everybody's like, yeah, okay.
Sure.
And same thing with the Bears, honestly, you know, you have an expectation of a great defense. They're going to be there. You don't have that same thing on the tip of your tongue for the Buffalo Bills, but that's okay. You know, I don't mind people not thinking that, but when you look at what's on paper in the last, you know, 2 to 3 years, boy, the curve is going up.
There's no question. I think you guys are going to be contenders for a long time. You know, I wanted to talk to you about you. So you get into this Joe Exotic vehicle because Dennis Quaid drops out. And this is always just a thing that percolates on the internet, or sometimes I hear actors talk about it in celebrity interview type settings where they're like, you know, I turned down this role. You know, Matt Damon had to do another Bourne movie, and so he couldn't be in James Cameron's Avatar, and he was promised back end that would have been worth $250 million. And, like, now if this Joe Exotic thing takes off, like, Dennis Quaid will have all of these regrets. Bill Murray could have been in Animal House. Do you have any, like, damn, they offered it to me, I said no, and then it turned into fill in the blank?
You know, I tell you, I got to be honest with you. I really don't. But let's, you know, you brought up a couple of names like, you know, Bill Murray could have been in this. Matt Damon could have been in this. Let's, you know, listen, I'm not knocking myself down, but those are big movie stars. I'm a different kind of guy.
those are
big movie stars. That's a different ball game. You know, I'm that kind of guy like Dennis Quaid drop out. You know, it's a last minute thing. Let's get somebody that we really believe can, like, you know, get this together, like, now. I'm more that guy. So the reason I mention that is I haven't had those things over, you know, the course of my career where, like, you know, people are juggling that sort of thing around for me, that level of stuff. So, you know, usually when something comes around, if I believe in it, you know, I go for it. But, you know, I don't take everything I get, even though sometimes, you know, what I'm saying is I'm a little pickier and choosier sometimes when I even had a right to be, because I really needed to get a job. But I'm not going to do it if it's not any good. And a lot of times, you know, I just, if it's really good, you know, I'll say to my agent, you can negotiate all you want. Just don't lose it because I want to do it.
Sure. You're at the point of your career where you're choosing projects for quality necessarily over squeezing every last dollar. But you're not going to say yes to everything because you don't need to work if you don't want to work on something that you care about.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, even when my kids were young, sometimes, you know, I'd be out of work for like 6 months, a year, or whatever like that. I get offered a script, you know, pretty good money for my standards. My wife's like, do you like it? And I'm like, oh, honey, I threw it in the garbage at page 25. It's horrible, you know, and I'm not going to do it. You know, I have this fear that if I do something that's bad, even for money, I'll be bad in it. And I can't go down that road.
That has to make you in the minority in Hollywood, I would have to imagine.
Well, you know, yeah, listen, I'm still in the man cave, and I'll be there every Sunday afternoon come September.
Well, that, hey, I respect it. And the last thing I wanted to tell you, Bill, is that we did a radiothon a few weeks back. We raised over $700,000 to fund the construction of a grocery store on the west side of Chicago. And some of our most dedicated members of our audience, we call them our mob, they watch every show on Twitch and broadcast on the internet. One of the people bought up autographed memorabilia. He goes by Charlotte Jay. Jay lives out in Charlotte. He bought up, you know, autographed memorabilia of Dave Wanstead and other athletes who come on the show. And then he was auctioning it off to other members in this Twitch stream. And the thing that went for the most amount of money was an autographed Bill Fichtner picture from The Dark Knight. It raised nearly $1,000. Those guys on that stream raised $8,300 towards our $710,000 final total. So I just want you to know that someone paid $850 who listens to this show for a Bill Fichtner Dark Knight autograph.
Oh, I got to call my sister Margaret and thank her.
She was the winning bid. I respect her.
She was the one.
Yeah, I wasn't going to tell you. She wanted to keep that bid anonymous.
It's okay.
But our audience loves you, and we really appreciate you always being so kind with your time for the show.
You know, it's always a pleasure, man. Eddie, I look forward to the next time.
Absolutely. Hey, Bill's Super Bowl. You're going to be our correspondent, all right?
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, well, it goes without saying.
Okay, good.
I'll start off the coverage from the parking lot.
Yeah, hey, all season long. They're our AFC team because of you. We're Bears fans. We need a Bears-Bills Super Bowl for William Fichtner.
Oh, wouldn't that be just beautiful, huh?
It'd be incredible. It'd be incredible.
Oh, boy. Let's wish for that one. Let's wish for a Bears build. B&B.
It's perfect. Bill, thank you so much for the time, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys. See you soon.
All right. Thank you. Have fun in Australia. That's Bill Fichtner with us once again on The Score. I always get the sense when I'm talking to him, like every single time, do I end the conversation? It's like the normal time to end the conversation, but I get the feeling like he doesn't want to hang up.
No, he's the one who doesn't want to hang up.
Right.
Like normally, we're ready to end an interview. And there was a natural ending point there, and then he just kept going.
Yeah, and I have more. I haven't asked him about what it was like to deliver Aaron Sorkin lines in his one episode on The West Wing.
Keep stuff in your pocket.
I got it in there. I haven't talked to him about Veep yet, my favorite insult comedy of all time. Like, I got more Fichtner things, but the dances, he loves coming on, but he also likes talking sports, so I can only drop in a few Hollywood things. So yeah, he'll stay on forever. I love that guy. Shane's got some stuff to report on your mean Mercedes, and the Goodfellas treatment for him comes up at 3 o'clock. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
I'm leaning into it.
He's leaning into a bit of a head cold. Our guy Matt Spiegel is off today. We have a Cubs day game tomorrow, of which Matt Spiegel is doing the fifth inning in addition to pre and post. So,
and he's going to be dead.
Do I think that if Spiegs did not have that game tomorrow, he would be working today? Yes, I do. I have no factual basis for that, but I think he is resting up for his main gig, which is baseball play-by-play fifth inning man 5 times a year. I think he is very excited about that. Understandably so. He wants to get right. And, take another day. Did not sound, he said he's sore throat and the whole thing. Tough to do a 4-hour show when you got a sore throat. So Spiegs, and then I'm off next week, by the way. So it's going to be a while till the whole mob gets back together again. But,
oh no.
I know it's very, very sad. We appreciate you all hanging out with us. But how about this? The White Sox say that your mean Mercedes is on the active roster with the Charlotte Knights and in uniform at their game tonight in Durham. That's a weird retirement.
You know that?
I now know that, you're mean. So, he takes everything off of his social media related to baseball and the White Sox. Then he sends out a post saying that he's retired, quoting some lyrics from the song El Retiro, and saying, it's over. And then the White Sox were like, we have no idea. We know that he posted this, but we have no idea what it means. We haven't talked to him. And now before the next game, he is no longer retired, and he's back in the lineup. Do you have his Instagram up? Has he put the content back?
He hasn't put the content back, but there's a new post as of 5 minutes ago. It is what looks to be a phoenix on fire, which is a bird. That's the picture.
Thank you.
And this is the caption. I've translated from Spanish to English, like via Instagram. So if some things don't sound right, it's because of that. Here we go. I will never give up. I last 10 years in the minor league. I always understand that the process is great, but the talent and what I have showed speak for yourself, probably meaning myself. Only the greatest humility. I'm speaking from the heart. My dream is to be a player established in the big leagues. I've always asked God to give me the opportunity that I give me 3 months ago. I owe my family, my organization, and my fans. I apologize, new mind. If I've something failed, I've carried baseball in my blood. Now is missing your mean Mercedes. Thank my God for guiding me the right way and taking the right decision. All that is going through my situation, hold on the hand of God, that he can everything and forget the criticism and bad comments that will always exist to run over the personality of yourself. God bless y'all. I love everybody. I'm back.
Well, that clears everything up.
Exactly.
okay. Well, Shane does have sourced information as to what prompted your mean Mercedes to be upset with his current baseball situation and have the shortest retirement in the history of professional sports. He will share that information with us next on The Score.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.